Sorry, there's 500 fire trucks going by my house. Dude.
They're coming to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Katie Nolan. That's Izzy Gutierrez. Pablo Torre has the fire marshal on their way to his house. Takes are too hot.
Oh, Tom Brady, he's a fraud.
Who do you expect more from tonight? Dak Prescott or Katie's beloved Tom Brady?
Okay, I mean, it's honestly a couple more days of this and then it's done, I guess. Look, it's football. It's officially here. It feels like we've been talking about it. It feels like we've had six basketball seasons before it's been finally football season. But tonight it is football season. And boy, do we have a Thursday night matchup for you, the Dallas Cowboys against the defending champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, this is an interesting matchup, but I will say it became a little bit less interesting once Zach Martin, Dallas's top offensive lineman, was announced that he would be out due to COVID protocols because apparently he has caught COVID and is symptomatic, though he's vaccinated. So that is something that they just are going to have to be without Zach Martin. And the reason this is a problem isn't just because he's very, very good, but it's because you remember that behind that offensive line, you have Dak Prescott, who has not played in something like 333 days or something like that. He had the ankle injury that put him out last season. Then we had that shoulder scare of an injury during the preseason. You've also got Zeke, who had a not great season last season for him. He had under 1,000 yards. It was his worst season number-wise with the Cowboys. And it just feels like it could be a problem. Now, that being said, the Cowboys have a great team on the offensive side of the ball, at least. Their defense is a little bit more suspect, which I guess we'll see. And look, Tom Brady is 44, even though, I mean, he's got an old body. A very new face, but very old body. It so it's entirely possible that maybe that this won't be as much of a lopsided, unmatched game as the line of 8.5 currently suggests. But I guess either way, guys, it's football, so you're not going to catch me complaining.
Yeah, look, I wish that I had the confidence, the delusional confidence of our friend Dominic Foxworth, who published an article today declaring that Dak Prescott is better than Tom Brady before a game in which Dak Prescott is absolutely going to lose to Tom Brady. Like, it's a level of cojones to have, like, that window of, like, 6 hours before your article begins to look immediately very old. I appreciate that. But the reason that Dak Prescott is somebody who will not be living up to expectations is not even so much due to the fact that, as Katie pointed out, he hasn't thrown a pass in a game in, like, a year, like, an actual year. He didn't even play in the preseason. The closest I think he got was a competitive throwing drill, which feels like a lot of adjectives and a noun that is all designed to make you realize, wait a minute, maybe that's a game, but it wasn't a game. It actually was not a game. And so Dak Prescott, even with all of that, the reason he is going to struggle tonight is because he is going to be held accountable for his team, right? And that defense that Katie kind of yada yada a little bit over in her answer, that defense is just awful.
Okay,
it's
thanks.
Really,
I just didn't want to say
really
it.
Bad. Yeah, no, Katie, it's bad. It's gross. It's disgusting. And they brought in Dan Quinn, the guy who you may remember him from such shows as the 2015 to 2020 Atlanta Falcons. He was the head coach of that team. He's expected to come in and fix that problem. No, Dak Prescott is better than you think, but he's also going to be doing worse than you think this season.
I've just been spending this entire time, no offense, Pablo, trying to figure out how old my body is. Because if Tom Brady's face is obviously younger than the rest of his
You're
body,
like a 25, Izzy. You're like a 25 and a half, maybe.
Yeah,
on the age scale.
Dak Prescott, probably going to be a little bit older after that ankle injury and everything else. I do think, you know, having his tackles back, kind of a big deal. I know Martin's going to be out in this game, but having those tackles back is kind of a big deal. Having a familiarity with his weapons, you know, Cooper, Gallup, even CeeDee Lamb he played with a little bit, and obviously Zeke, I think that's going to help him feel more comfortable. I do think his success is entirely dependent on that defense, because early on, I don't think he's going to have the ability to carry a team the way he tried to, when the defense was just god-awful and he's just putting up fantasy points like crazy. Also, Dak, my fantasy quarterback for the second straight year. I do think Tom Brady's going to have very similar advantages in terms of familiarity, in terms of an offensive line. You bring back the run it back crew. Nobody seems to have done it more perfectly than the Tampa Bay Bucs, bringing everybody back, all 22 starters. So I think they can be better, and they can be better right off the bat. But I have faith in Dak Prescott. I believe Dak Prescott, whether if his shoulder is less of a problem than people would indicate, or less of a problem than, you know, those Cowboys fans fear it is, then I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's going to put up the big numbers, and I think he's going to do just enough, because I believe with all the changes they made on that defense, it has to be better. I mean, it has to be. They drafted the first seven draft picks were defensive players. They made a bunch of changes in free agency. So I believe it will be a little bit better. Dak Prescott will be good enough. Tom Brady, to me, just becomes a question of health. Like, can they keep that guy healthy? If the number one goal is protect him, and you do that for the entire season, you're going to be in position for an NFC Championship game and a Super Bowl again. And it's going to look that good probably right off the bat.
Yeah, and you know what? We just yada yada'd it turned out, until Izzy just pointed this out, that Dak Prescott did have two surgeries in this year off that he's had from throwing footballs competitively, or at the very least in competitive situations, not in competitive drills, which are different. Tom Brady, though, meanwhile, Katie, I don't know if you noticed this, he's thrown off that knee brace that we've only known him to wear, right? He's thrown that off like he's, who's that grandpa in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that everyone should hate because he was lying about being injured the whole time?
Wow.
That guy, Grandpa Joe. Grandpa Joe. Tom Brady is Grandpa Joe. And he's going to do some stuff and rub it in the face of his grandson that is way too nice to him.
Izzy, I think we know exactly how old your body is.
What are we doing? We got to do it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Where
else
are you going to be able to get this kind of content?
The rings, I think.
That, you know what, Izzy? Like a tree trunk? That body, I will say, that body just got the ability to rent a car by itself.
Look at the face, though. Izzy, what are you looking at? Because you're giving the look like if I saw somebody take their dog off a leash, like by a waterfront with a lot of people.
I'm looking almost directly at the sun. It hurt my eyes so much that I don't think they've ever recovered.
Beauty is pain.
Yeah.
Do you think the Bucks can be the first repeat champs since 2004?
So it's not easy to win championships back to back. I think that's pretty common. It's not easy to win one championship. I've never done it. But in recent years, it seems...
Gold medal in rhythmic gymnastics, Junior Olympics.
Okay, and while I appreciate that, and while I will take the credit, I think for the sake of sports television and for the sake of my Twitter mentions, I'm going to say I've never won a championship similar to the Super Bowl. So winning it twice is very difficult, especially in this free agency era, the way that the league works now. But the Bucks have been able to do the unthinkable and bring back all 22 of their guys. The last defending champion that was able to do that was in 1974. It was the Steelers. And guess what? They went on to repeat. So clearly this is a unique team, and this may be a special moment for them. There's been reports that Mike Evans is looking as good as he's ever looked, which is like he's always looked really good, so I don't even want to know what that necessarily means. People are high on Antonio Brown, as they are wont to do. It does seem like this team could potentially do it. Tom Brady is the guy that continues to be like, you think this is impossible? I'm going to do it. So every time you count him out, he finds a way. But I think we do need to remember that the Bucks last year didn't win their division. This wasn't a team necessarily that the entire season we were like, oh my God, they are absolutely unstoppable. Now, I don't even know if that means anything for this season, because now you've got Tom Brady in a non-abbreviated offseason where he was actually able to spend time with his receivers. It's the same guys. They're building rapport. They could come out and be even better. So maybe last season means absolutely nothing. But I will tell you that because they didn't win their division means that their schedule is easier than it is for most returning champions, and therefore that could end up actually being an advantage. I think they've got to cross their fingers on injuries. I don't want to say any more words about that because I don't want to put it out into the universe, but it would be very difficult to maintain all the guys without injuries that they did last season. That being said, sure, I bet he could do it, and I bet he'll do it just to add to my year. Tom Brady's just going to keep going forever and ever and ever and ever without me.
Okay.
It's a lot of stuff that Katie put into the universe.
Let's let Katie breathe for a second. Let's just take this exact team and take away the Super Bowl, like just pretend that never happened, and we're starting it last year, this exact same team, okay? What are we thinking about this team? It's a pretty good team, but there's some question marks, among the question marks being, hello, Antonio Brown is your number three receiver, which sounds like a good thing, but it could fall apart at any given moment. You never know, okay? So I don't, and you know, if Aaron Rodgers makes one or two different decisions, you know, we're looking at this team saying, hey, they might need a couple of things to be able to overcome and win a Super Bowl. And now, because it's the last thing we saw, it's, hey, 17-0, definitely going to repeat, go Tom Brady, go. This team was also the healthiest team for, I think, most of last season. And I do believe that there's a reason, like Katie said, that you can't go back-to-back, or you haven't gone back-to-back that long. It's been the longest stretch ever in the NFL that a team hasn't gotten back-to-back, though. So it used to be something that could happen a little bit more often. I just don't see this being that team. You've got the extra game there. You've got extra possibility for injury. You've got the 44-year-old quarterback, which, if he gets hurt, not one of us is going to be surprised. It's just a matter of, hey, we haven't really seen it happen but once, so we don't expect it to happen again. I believe, you know, the hunger factor might be an issue there. You never really know what happens with a lot of these veterans. So to predict them to repeat when everything had to go perfect last year, I think would be probably irresponsible. But hey, last thing we saw, bring everybody back. What else are you going to say?
Yeah, look, I'm always process over results guy. I'm always trying to be the person who thinks, okay, let's actually look at how we got to the result and evaluate whether that is repeatable or logical or on purpose. And I think the idea that we've now recast the Bucs as this dynasty to be because Tom Brady won and was really old is absolutely a mistake we are making. They were not favored in three of their four playoff games. All of that is so. I just love the idea of trying to do that with Tom Brady after he just won a Super Bowl. Because all we're doing, guys, all of the stuff that Katie just put out into the universe, all it's doing is providing yet another log on the fire that lurks inside of the soul of a man that I continue to be baffled by in every way. This, God bless, highly questionable. We're going to go out giving Tom Brady more ammunition. We died as we lived. God bless America.
Up next on HQ.
You know what's not overrated? 27 rings, bro.
Oh my God.
27 rings. Comma, bro. Exclamation point. Wait for it. Another exclamation point.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Geico. Save even more when you bundle home and car insurance.
Time to play the game that's really going to miss you guys. Do you question?
Oh, you give us topics and events and we question them. I don't think you meant it, but I do. I'm going to miss you.
Do you question if Derek Jeter should have been salty yesterday?
Okay, so Derek Jeter was inducted into the Hall of Fame, something I'm sure he's very happy about. But during his speech, he did take issue with one tiny, minor detail.
Thank you to Jane Forbes Clark, Jeff Idelson, John Whitney, and the entire Hall of Fame staff for, amongst other things, your ability to maneuver and adjust. Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me.
So I think, if I'm to give this the most generous reading, he's obviously joking. He got a laugh, so it served its intended purpose. That being said, to take him too seriously, as I'm supposed to do on this show, really? One dude has been unanimously voted into the Hall of Fame, and you're going to take time during your Hall of Fame acceptance speech to be mad at the one person who didn't vote. Baseball writers are contrarian by nature. They're just, you know exactly what's happening. You should understand this world by now and know that, like, don't give the, who cares? You got 99%.
Yeah, but that one guy, Katie, who did it was his teammate. His teammate who was a specialist, all right? So you know Derek Jeter's like, all right, if they're breaking the seal for Mariano Rivera, come on. Come on.
There are only two people who are unanimously approved of by the Baseball Writers Association of America. It is Mariano Rivera, number two, number one, Bruce Springsteen. Everybody else is very far beneath. The thing about Derek Jeter, though, is that, look, I understand why everybody wants to rain on the parade of a guy who was a quote-unquote light-hitting shortstop, who quote-unquote did not have range, who quote-unquote was bad defensively, who was quote-unquote overrated. But you know what? You know what's not overrated? 27 rings, bro.
Oh my
27
God. Oh my God.
Rings. Comma, bro, exclamation point, wait for it, another exclamation point.
What was it like watching all of them? How many of those did you watch in person as like a as an alive human being?
Oh, who's I lost count. It was so many. It must have been the vast majority and not at all something that stopped around the year 2000.
Do you question if Nick Saban was actually mad at his team or just pretending?
Okay, so Nick Saban's team just beat the U, who is not back, 44-13. but even though that happened, they had a bad practice, and you can't let that go without telling everybody, as Nick Saban did.
All right, so now we basically played one half of one game. All right, we went ahead 27-0 in the game. And then it was basically 17-16 after that with two stops inside the five-yard line. And, you know, so we didn't maintain our intensity in the game. So we were affected by the scoreboard. So we haven't proven that we can play for 60 minutes. Then we come out on Monday and really not ready to practice. I guess because of respect we have for the opponent, I don't really know all that. Or maybe it's what they read on social media or in the media or whatever, after one half of a game this season. And, you know, then it was hot yesterday. So, you know, so we got every external factor in the world that is affecting our ability to maintain intensity and play the way we need to play and practice the way we need to practice to improve.
Okay. Sure. Nick Saban's very mad. Two things. Number one, nice fresh cut. Saban's got a fresh cut. Looks like he might be doing something different with his hair. And I do think it looks nice. And then second thing, why is the water tiny, but the soda normal size? Don't you think you should go with a tiny soda and a large water? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me that we incur. I mean, honestly, in this economy.
My favorite thing about this is that I had to go and look up, like, okay, because first off, like, Nick Saban is not even, like, he's half-heartedly being fake mad, right? Like, I've seen better fake mad from Nick Saban before, and I had to go and figure out, okay, well, who is Alabama playing this week? And I learned that they're playing Mercer, and then I looked, and it turned out that Mercer is, in fact, Division I, but it's Division I AA or the FCS. So I was like, okay, so they're basically Division II. All of it just to say that Nick Saban, do better, man. If I can be fake mad at you not being fake mad enough, just do better, man.
But this is my favorite part about this. Like, Nick Saban's thinking, all right, I need something new. What do I got here? I'm going to pull this card out. Boom! Global warming.
Yep.
It was hot outside yesterday. We couldn't practice, and you guys are taking this thing for granted. Our days are numbered on this earth. We should be playing hard. End of
there
press
are
conference.
Icebergs melting faster
Have
than our college
Have you guys heard about this
chance.
Pandemic? How are we expected to proceed?
Time to play the game that's wondering, why is he has so many telephones on his shirt? See? Oh, no.
No, I was
Yes,
lie.
Just.
Oh, you tell us what's
Fred
on
Hoiberg,
television
guys.
Tonight.
It's Fred Hoiberg.
And we tell you if we're intrigued or not. Shout out Poppy forever.
Tonight on ESPN, the U.S. Open women's semifinals.
Okay, very exciting. Tennis, a sport for people smarter than me. But I do give it a shot, and I do try. We have a possibility that there could be two very young women making it to the finals. Obviously, you could see Leila Fernandez, who beat Osaka. I'm still going to say no, and I'm really, really sorry. It's just that, like, I'm going to watch football, and because
right.
I just, that's, I'm sorry. I was asked a question, and I'm being honest. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I am intrigued. Katie, I'll be watching ESPN on my first screen. Da-na-da, da-na-da.
Nice.
Copyright, Katie Nolan. That's her bit. I'm going to watch that on my first screen, watch football on my second screen, because Leila Fernandez, guys, you guys should know this. She is half Filipino.
Oh.
So my whole family group chat is going to be exploding tonight, and it'll be very, very surreal if Emma R., whose last name I'm still learning, who is 18
Raducanu?
Years old.
Raducanu?
Raducanu, half Romanian, half Chinese, ooh, ends up making that final, thus creating one entire Asian person between them. I really will be conflicted. But shout out to Layla Fernandez, who is honestly a queen.
Izzy, are you intrigued for any other reasons?
As somebody who babies every forehand I hit because I'm afraid I'm going to rocket it outside of the building or outside of whatever area we're playing, it just amazes so me when somebody that small can just hit the ball so hard. Five, it's incredible. So, yes, absolutely intrigued. But, Katie, why is tennis too smart of a game for you?
I don't understand love. I don't understand love.
No, that's it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
All right, that's it for Highly Questionable. If you want more of it, well, too bad. Pablo Torre has a podcast called ESPN Daily. Izzy's in his bedroom if you need him. I'm busy, so maybe I can hit you back up next week.
Are we signing yearbooks, or we're just going to just awkwardly recede into the distance
and then
reappear
the
on the internet
one, but...
at some point? Okay.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, Izzy, this...